The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Letting you know what else you just can't live without, you're tuned into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. For 23 years now, we've been covering the latest in consumer electronics and technology, products and services, all sorts of gadgets and gizmos, whatever the case, available today and into tomorrow. Our next guest comes to us from a source for practical advice, new products, and leading-edge technology dedicated to enhancing the Wi-Fi experience. That caught our attention because we all have Wi-Fi concerns. He's known as the Wi-Fi guru. He's the CEO of Milo Wi-Fi, Jeff Parker. Jeff, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Dave.
It's a pleasure to have you. First of all, tell me a little bit about Milo Wi-Fi, and then let's get into some of the causes for Wi-Fi dead zones and things that I'm sure we've all experienced.
Well, thanks. Milo Wi-Fi was developed to help mostly homeowners, although some people use it in small businesses also, mm-hmm. who have a Wi-Fi router in their house, and it just doesn't cover everywhere that they'd like to use Wi-Fi. You know, with Wi-Fi being used by so many different devices today, whether it's the doorbell in your home where you get to see who's coming up your doorstep, or it's a smart TV, or maybe you went out and bought one of those smart plugs that you can control lamps and other items from, people want Wi-Fi to work everywhere, and sometimes not even just inside their house. They want to control pool pumps or listen to music by their pool or their deck. So what Milo Wi-Fi is intended to do is to help consumers take the Wi-Fi and move it without degrading the speed that they get, without degrading the signal, and do it any place you want to use Wi-Fi. That's the purpose.
And I think, Jeff, you bring up a good point that a lot of folks don't stop to think that we're really, in many ways, I guess, taxing our Wi-Fi router because we are adding so many other devices. And whether it's something that we're doing with the TV, whether it's a smart TV or we're adding, you know, various additional items for over-the-top connections and streaming and whatnot, and even video doorbells and cameras and whatnot, if these are all on our Wi-Fi, of course, it's probably slowing it down. We hear from a lot of listeners that say they're regularly having to just reboot their Wi-Fi router, and that seems to help. But if you have to do that often, that's obviously not the cure.
No, that's exactly right. So you have to, you know, what do they say? Many hands make for light lifting. So think of it as you've got multiple Wi-Fi devices that are cooperating with each other. You install these in key locations in your home. They're all wireless, so you don't have to run wires or cables. You just plug them into a wall outlet. Mm-hmm. And they coordinate to give you the kind of Wi-Fi experience as if you're right next to your router, even though you may be way on the other side of your house or in your basement or your backyard.
I'm noticing on your site at milowifi.com, you've got various devices, some for up to 1,250 feet, then up to 2,500, then even up to 3,750 feet. So if you've got a big house, good for you, but you probably need the ability to repeat with good quality, it seems, obviously, your Wi-Fi signal and get it out there. It's more than just throw up another router and hope for the best. Right.
No, that's exactly right. You know, maybe the simplest way to think about it, you know, there's millions of these boosters and repeaters that have been sold over the years. We've probably all seen them. They plug into a wall outlet. They've got two little antennas. Many of them aren't the most attractive looking thing, but they've been out for a while. And the challenge with those is, you know, Albert Einstein had a great saying, everything should be made as simple as possible, but no simpler.
Yeah,
and
true.
I think that's an oversimplification. And so lots of people who've tried those have said, you know, I spent not a lot of money, $29, $39, $49, and I put this thing in, and it kind of works, but it usually doesn't, and it really didn't achieve what I wanted. This Milo is designed to be that, but elegant and working and not unreliable. So it's the bridge between having nothing and having something that really works.
And of course, you know, we've talked for many, many years on the air about how your Wi-Fi router has to get through walls. It's got to penetrate various parts of your house. And it's not unusual that, for example, maybe you have a two-story house and you have great signal on the floor that the router's at, but then that's it. Then it's dead zone anywhere else in the house. And those are the kinds of things that I guess people are struggling with on a regular basis.
Exactly. You know, the challenge with Wi-Fi for most people is the location that the Wi-Fi typically starts is next to the internet service provider's modem where they brought the internet into your house. And that's usually going to be on one side of the house. So that's fine where that's located. But then what do you do 50 feet and three walls away?
Yeah.
And that's the challenge people have.
Now, I'm also, every time I do an interview, I listen to my listeners in my head, which probably is spooky, but I'm hearing people thinking about, well, Dave, what about you always recommend switching frequencies? You know, maybe our neighbors are all on the same frequency, so it's not that difficult to just switch frequencies. Do you find, Jeff, that can help in some cases, but again, still limited in getting your signal around the house?
You know, it can help. It definitely is a partial solution, but think of it this way. If your home has Wi-Fi, let's say, coming in on the east side of the home, and you're trying to get a good Wi-Fi connection on the west side of the home, and again, maybe that's that 40 or 50 feet away and three or four walls, the signal from your neighbor next door is likely stronger from their Wi-Fi router than the one you're trying to listen to on your Wi-Fi router on the other side of the house. That's what generates the problem.
Very true.
So that's why when you distribute the Wi-Fi system like we described, you're no longer having a competition with a stronger signal. Your own Wi-Fi is the strongest signal, and that's ultimately what you really want to achieve.
Yeah, because you can't take slow for an answer. I like that.
Well, thank you.
So is the Milo system then basically considered a distributed Wi-Fi system? We hear that kind of bantered about every so often. And if so, it does provide these benefits that you've been talking about.
It is. It's a distributed Wi-Fi system. And if you think about it, that type of solution has been used now for years very successfully in commercial buildings. If you go to a commercial office or a hospital or some large building, they'll distribute these Wi-Fi nodes up in the ceiling usually. Mm-hmm. But the thing there is they're wired from Wi-Fi box to Wi-Fi box. And, you know, it's easy to do that in these dropped commercial ceilings. But you can walk around those buildings, never drop the Wi-Fi signal. It always works just the way it's supposed to. So think of that solution for your home, but you don't have to run the cables between the units. It's all wireless.
And that's good. And of course, if you've got the luxury building a new home and you can pre-wire for stuff, hey, go for it. By all means, run the heck out of land cables that will always come in handy at some point. But most of us don't have that ability.
Precisely. That's exactly right.
So,
listen, most of our homes were built long before anybody thought about Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Give us an idea, Jeff, as to costs for the Milo units, because you mentioned, as did I, that you've got several different kinds to cover larger homes or areas that are having more difficulty. How do we price that?
So it's a fully scalable system, meaning if you wanted to just try one unit and say, I'm going to wirelessly connect this one Milo unit to my existing Wi-Fi. Maybe you put it in the middle of your home where the Wi-Fi is still reasonable and it covers the rest of the home on the other half that's not getting covered. A Milo unit can be as little as $59.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And it's a one-time purchase. It's not a subscription or anything like that. You don't pay monthly.
No.
You buy the device.
Correct.
How difficult is it to connect it to my existing Wi-Fi if we have a Milo unit?
There's an app that we have with the product that you can use on any smartphone, whether it's an Apple or an Android-based phone. And I would say to set that up would take you a single unit less than 5 minutes, probably 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, and this is with the app, I'm assuming, so that you're just simply
Correct.
Telling it, here's my existing Wi-Fi, connect, talk to it, play nice together, and you're living hopefully happily ever after.
Exactly. It gives you a few tips, by the way. Where's the best location to put it? How can you determine that you're getting the maximum data speed? It has some pretty cool features to give you the visibility to know that you're getting the most out of the system you can get. And then if you say, okay, I've got my one unit, and maybe 2 months later you say, gee, now I'd like to extend it out to my pool. I wonder if I could connect the second unit up and go even further. It's fully scalable. So you can have up to 10 Milo units, and you can just string these things together wirelessly. It'll figure out the best route to take and the best frequencies to use. And it's also a cloud-based product, meaning that there's a connection up to the internet through the cloud where it automatically downloads updates, so we keep you up to date with the best possible software and firmware.
Great. And then what about security? Can folks, is it easier or more difficult at that point for neighbors to try to get into my Wi-Fi?
It uses the same security as the standard Wi-Fi standard uses, which is very good encryption. I wouldn't say it's any more secure or any less secure. I'd say it's about as secure as any good Wi-Fi router that you
okay.
buy today.
Good. And that's a perfectly good idea. We have listeners occasionally that say, well, you know, I've increased the speed from my internet provider, or I finally got fiber, and yet I still don't have the coverage around the house. Well, of course, speed isn't going to have anything to do with your coverage, but these units can handle, you said, any speeds that your existing Wi-Fi is dealing with, right?
That's true, yes. So if you think about wireless and you think about speed, unfortunately, even in the best, most expensive Wi-Fi devices today, over distance, the speed will decrease. So as an example, if I started out with 100 megabits per second at my internet connection, and I now am on the other end of my house, you know, maybe I'm down to 10 or 20 megabits. It just, the signal degrades, and that degrade in signal will unfortunately decrease your speed.
Sure.
With a system like this, actually, we will pick the speed back up. We won't be able to keep it up at 100, but I've seen plenty of our systems out there where if you had 100 megabits coming in, you could get to the other end of your home and still have 50 or 60 megabits, which is a gracious plenty to do. I mean, 4K video streaming is only 15 megabits.
MiloWiFi.com, MiloWiFi.com. We'll get you there, of course, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Jeff Parker, the CEO, also known as, and I know why now, the Wi-Fi guru from Milo Wi-Fi. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We'll get you back on again soon, and maybe we'll even snag one from you to test for a while and talk more about it on the air.
Dave, we would love to do that. Thanks for having us on.
It's a pleasure. MiloWiFi.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We'll continue bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.